Okay, folks, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 23rd, 2019 work session of Chester Heights Borough. First up on the agenda is roll call. Present tonight, we have Borough Solicitor Jerry Montella, Borough Engineer Matt Hootman, Councilpersons Gina Marie Ellis, Teresa Gustinelli, myself, Steve Kokoza, and Susan Clark. Not present tonight are Mayor Stacy Smith, Councilpersons Philip Locke, and Jordan Goldberg. Next up on the agenda is the opportunity for the public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Anyone in the first row? Second row? Third row? Okay, moving forward. Up on the agenda, we have number four, sewer mapping proposal. We have Mike Sioko from Catan Engineering present tonight to go over that with us.
So, thank you for having me. Again, my name is Mike Sioko, Catan Engineering Associates, and I'm your borough SEO, Sewage Enforcement Officer. So I normally deal with all your septic system needs for the borough. I also happen to do a number of consulting for different various sewer authorities in the area, including Delcora, Southern Delaware County Authority, who's Upper Chichester Sewer Sewer Authority, Central Delaware County Authority, who handles some of the Eastern Delaware County, about 12 different municipalities over there. So we're pretty well experienced in the public sanitary sewer systems as well. Sue Timmons had called and asked for us to put together a proposal on some sewer mapping for the township, or excuse me, for the borough. And we actually did some initial work on this back in 1996 when Chester Heights initially did their first tie-in with Southwest Delaware County Municipal Authority. So we did an Act 537 plan for on behalf of Chester Heights Borough and on behalf of Upper Chichester Township, who was putting some additional flows in to Southwest as well. At that time, it was some properties on Lenai Road. So it was Rolling Heights Estates, was on a package treatment plant, community system, private, and that ended up tying into public sewer. And we did some mapping with that, showed where that system would tie in. We also at the time showed Village of Valley Brook where they could tie in. There's a manhole directly across the street from them on Bodley Road. We showed that on the mapping as well. Since then, some different developments have come through in the borough, some different opportunities, I think, for potential public sewer out in the closer towards the Route 1 corridor. Middletown Township Sewer Authority is going to be bringing up an interceptor up Chester Creek, which would allow for potential for Wawa, potentially coming up Route 1, some of your other communities up there that have individual private treatment plants as well. So I think the borough was looking at putting this all on a piece of paper, you know, on a map, showing that, doing some feasibility study, a little bit of narrative on that, and different opportunities that you may have to tie into public sewer in different locations. And then some other areas that may be more difficult may just stay as, you know, septic systems, and that's perfectly fine to keep areas of your town planned for septic, areas of your town planned for public sewer. But this is just kind of a feasibility study on that and what would be potentially, you know, is out there that you could look into. This would not, you know, say that you have to do anything in particular. If you wanted to do that, we'd go through one of those Act 537 plan revisions with DEP, Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, And we would go through that and create a new public sewer area or an area designated for public sewer through that process. But this is really a very initial planning stage. I think we actually looked at this, I think, a few years ago with, I think Matt started looking at that as well. Mm-hmm. So I had talked with Matt a few days ago. There may be some coordination between Matt and I. I think Matt may have some mapping on this already, so we don't have to kind of reinvent the wheel on this, where Matt may have some things already updated that we didn't have updated from before, so that may actually be able to decrease this cost a little bit on our end. Maybe a little bit on Matt's end, mm-hmm. For that coordination. But you know, for the most part, like I said, we've had some dealings with Delcora and Middletown Township, which would be some of your other people that could tie in besides Southwest, other opportunities for public sewer. So, and this will be kind of identifying your different options on what you could do.
Mike, approximately how much would that mapping cost?
So I submitted a proposal. We had the cost at $4,000 for mapping and the feasibility study. And really, it would just be a few pages describing all the different locations. It would kind of complement the map that we would do on that. And I think Matt has that, some of it in AutoCAD already. I don't know to the extent. Does the borough have any need or use for GIS for it to be in something like that with all the different parcels? Do you use GIS yet?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I would think at the get-go, you know, maybe it evolves towards that. Yeah, but I would think initially there would be no need to do that.
So I had figured there would be some work on maybe putting together a GIS mapping. It's not hard to do.
Did we get that on email somewhere?
No, but it'll go out since we're going to vote on at the meeting this week. It will go out.
So that's just something else that to think about in the future. The GIS mapping, basically, you can pull up every parcel and have different information on each parcel. So, and this is only a small part of it, whether it's public sewer or growing lot, septic. You get all kinds of information, all the different permits and things. You can pull up through that, and all different information that you could do. But it certainly would be something you could do in the future if you need to. We've started using that a lot more for some of our stormwater MS4 permitting things. So we have all the different municipalities in Delaware County with the county mapping, the tax mapping. So, to the extent that you might want that, we could look at that in the future. But for now, that's what we're looking at. We can provide, like I said, a new map of the entire borough with opportunities for public sewer, with different sewer authorities, some analysis on that, and a feasibility narrative as well.
Okay, Mike, question for you, and Matt, probably a question for you also. So, on this map where areas are identified as current septic systems and most likely in the near future to stay that way, would the soil types be identified to see what the suitability is, either for a replacement area on each lot, if there even is a replacement area on the existing homes?
We could certainly do that. It's an overlay.
Okay.
That would go over the borough mapping. and then we could just identify the listing of the different types of soils.
Okay.
And if you see this type of soil, it's generally good for septic systems.
Sure.
If you see this type of soil, it's not as good. If you see this type of soil, it's really not good. That would be a good thing to have on there as well. And that would be included in this.
Okay.
I figured I'd have to have some of these overlays on there.
Sure. Okay. Any further questions for Mike or Matt in regards to this?
This is a future requirement within Pennsylvania for us to have an updated map at some point, isn't it? I think I read that somewhere. It's highly encouraged that we have an updated map.
Yeah, the DEP actually contacted us a number of years ago and had asked the borough to update their sewer mapping. At the time, I think they didn't realize that there was one done in 1996. And we
we alerted them to that, and they backed off a little bit, but they were still kind of like, well, you know, you guys should keep up on that. So just depends on, you never know when DEP is going to start pushing for something, you know, more and more. But they did ask for it, that was probably 5 or 6 years ago. Like I said, we got them to back off a little bit on totally requiring it, because at the time they were required.
All right, great. Mike, thank you. Okay. Appreciate your time. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, number five, I will pass this along to our open space chair, Teresa Gustinelli.
Thank you. So earlier this year, the Borough Council created a new open space committee, and we appointed Pete Williamson with Natural Lands Trust to be our open space and preservation advisor. So I'm happy to present the fact that Senator Tom Killian awarded Chester Heights a grant to go towards the purchase of an 11-acre plot of land to be preserved as open space for the borough of Chester Heights and Hammonasset Park. Pete Williamson will be sending us a packet of information along with the contract, any other paperwork that we have to look over. He will get that to us ASAP.
And can all council see that contract so we can look at it?
Sure.
Do we have to vote on that at the next, will we have it in time for the next meeting?
Well, I think we're not going to vote on that. I think we're going to wait to see if we qualify for the second grant and then make a collective decision after both of those are in. But I spoke to Pete today, and he's point of contact. And what he said the process typically is a couple weeks after they're announced, there's a liaison to each municipality, and he presents, in our case, Pete Williams with a packet and instructions and a contract and so forth. So he's not received that yet. He anticipates probably about a week and a half or 2 weeks to have that.
That's all I have for that. Thank you.
Okay, moving forward to number six. Teresa, we'll stay with you.
So we have to start the process of getting our playground completely overhauled, and at the moment the insurance company is requiring that at least right now we get all of the railroad ties, or at least the most damaged railroad ties at the park. So I have a proposal from our landscaper to do that. So I just wanted to present it, and at the next meeting I'll make a motion to approve.
We'll send it out to everyone, correct?
And then we'll ask for a motion.
What is the amount? What is the approximate amount?
The approximate amount is proposed is $2,128.
Now, this is for Scott Capers, correct?
Yes.
Isn't there a certain amount when we pay somebody that we are required to get bids for it? I thought it was like $14,000 something, and have we exceeded that this year?
I don't think that's a collective amount. Is that, Jerry, or is it per?
It's collective.
My understanding, it is not. It's per job to bid, and this amount is not something that I needed to get three bids on.
What is that amount, Jerry? Do you know?
$11,600.
Okay.
Six. I think there's anything under $11,000. I think it's $600, or $11,100. It's up to council. Between $11,100 to $20,600, it's three telephones or three written bids.
Okay.
But if we're paying him to do general landscaping work, you know, for the whole season, and then giving him this, that, and the other thing, I don't understand why we shouldn't be looking at that holistically and have it bid out. Wouldn't that be the best cost-effective thing to do for the borough?
Cost-effective, you mean, on a per-job basis?
Are there other providers that could do it more cheaply?
Well, that we don't know, but I can tell you from going over some of his previous invoices, he's very reasonable with some of the things that he does. I mean, he's local. I'm assuming that lets him be reasonable to some extent.
He's also very responsive. And there are times that Teresa will call and say, can you do the fields, and he's there in 2 hours. I'm not sure we'll get that from anybody else.
We do have some landscapers in Chester Heights that, you know, could certainly be just as responsive. I just feel like for the amount of money we're spending, we should give it a go.
but for the amount of money we're spending, we're really not spending all that much. In retrospect, these are little jobs, and
she means as a total, I think.
But with the with the amount of jobs that I'm foreseeing him doing and have done, they're not that big of jobs, and they're just I just don't think it's necessary to have to go reinvent the wheel or waste time waiting for more and more estimates to bring to the council, to have to wait for an approval and then have to make a motion and then
wait
for other bids. That we should do it for every single job, but for the totality of what he does, I think we should look at it more holistically and bid it out.
Agreed, but for this job, I'm just presenting this because the insurance company has already given us another email.
That's fine. I'm thinking longer term, Teresa.
I think what Susan means is the spot check pricing. Is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad idea. So we can.
I know we pay him a lot. I don't know what it is. I've lost track, but.
Okay, great. Okay, any further comments on this? If not, moving forward, Jerry,
thank you, Mr.
please.
President. I'd like to ask council to authorize me to put forth a public notice for RFP related to the 2019-2020 winter season contract for 1 year, and it would be a publication in a paper of general circulation, Daily Times, for 3 consecutive weeks. The thought would be that those bids would then be opened up on November 4th at one of our meetings. Typically, I think Matt has, you know, looked at them. I will look at them and then make a recommendation to award the bid, should they meet all the specifications, on December, I believe it's 2nd or 3rd. So the contract would start to begin 10 days after, which would be like the 11th or 12th.
Okay, do I have a motion to authorize the borough solicitor to prepare a public notice and advertise the borough's winter maintenance contract?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Was opposed? The motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jerry. Up next on the agenda, number 8, is the MS4 update. Matt, if you would.
We are, I guess, 2 years into this, we're approaching 2 years into the next 5-year term for the MS4 program. Up till a year and a half ago, the MS4 program concentrated on education and outreach and ordinance language for purposes of limiting the amount of nutrients and sediment which gets to the streams in the borough and further downstream. The newest MS4 program requires a significant step forward in terms of involvement of the borough, and that is we have to take some physical steps to reduce the sediment loading from runoff which originates in our borough and remove that sediment before the runoff gets to the streams. The first part of that was to do the pollutant reduction plan, which we did prepare, I guess, over a year ago and shared with Borough Council. We've received some comment on that plan and the mapping which associated with that plan. But now DEP wants specific projects that the borough is going to entertain to reduce sediment. And that could be altering existing stormwater management facilities. It could be stream bank stabilization, to some minor degree, a street sweeping program. So I think in the year coming up, there's going to be more time involved with actually doing some actual design work and analysis and outreach to, let's say HOAs, if we pinpoint one of their basins as one that could be retrofitted for further sediment reduction. So I think in the upcoming year, the budget is going to have to reflect a little bit of additional funds set aside for the MS4 program.
Matt, was there a specific target that we had in percentage terms?
Yes.
What was it? Was it 20% reduction?
It's a 10% reduction.
Yeah. Okay.
For the first 5-year period. And I guess, pending how that goes, we'll see what happens in the following 5-year permit period.
Now, I just was curious, is this reduction on, like, is it from homeowners' properties, or does it, is it all public lands, or how does that work?
The way DEP is developing this program, or has developed this program, whatever water gets to borough roads or borough storm sewer systems, at that point where that water is released to a water body, a stream, a lake, a creek, that drain, that they call a storm sewer shed, that is the area that we need to have the sediment reduction. It could be private property, it could be borough land, it could be a private community.
Okay. I think I know one. I'll talk to you after the meeting.
Matt, question for you. If, say, an HOA's above ground basin is identified as a problem, would the borough approach them, and would they be required at their expense to rectify whatever had to be rectified?
I think the way the program's written now, if it's not part of our storm sewer shed, they are not required to do so.
Okay.
Now, whether the borough wants to make that jump and analyze those situations and have a cooperative with the HOAs, you know, that would have to be, you know, of course, a subject of discussion.
Okay. And just to be clear, 2020 will be another year of planning and analysis, and 2021 we might actually put a shovel on the ground, so to speak.
I think 2020 is getting the plan designed and implemented, and if we need easements or anything, get that in order so that, yes, for 2021 the actual shovel in the ground can occur.
Okay. Great. Any further questions for Matt on the MS4 update? Okay, moving forward, on the agenda number 9 tonight, I'll turn this over to Finance Chair Steve Kukoza.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this evening I'm going to be making a motion asking Council to consider establishing a policy that all invoices and meeting minutes are due the Wednesday prior to the regular Council meeting for Council's benefit and then approval at that meeting. It seems like over the last several years, regardless of which council or which administration it's been, there has been a history of invoices arriving later than they should or at the last minute. And sometimes that's not the most productive way to get them onto the treasurer's report when they have to be voted on and given council's approval. So in order to remedy that so that nothing like this occurs in the future, there are no missteps, I'd like to make a motion to establish a policy that all invoices and meeting minutes are due the Wednesday prior to the regular council meeting, please.
Would that come in the form of a resolution, Jerry?
Yeah, I'd have to draft a resolution
okay.
for council's consideration.
Didn't we do that already for the agenda?
You did it for the agenda?
Yes.
There is a resolution.
And for documents.
For the agenda.
Yes, we did that.
But there's no verbiage in either of those two.
The resolution, as I recall, just talks about documentation. It doesn't necessarily talk specifically about
invoices
and
correct.
Meeting minutes. If you want to be specific about it, certainly I could draft a resolution related to invoices
okay.
and meeting minutes to be more specific about it.
Sure. Could we have that for our regular council meeting in October?
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Could we have it the Wednesday before that meeting? Let me look at my calendar. Look at that.
Okay. Any further questions on that?
I do have a comment on that. I think not only do we want to have the invoices due the Wednesday prior to the meeting, we want to have a cutoff for the Secretary Treasurer's report so that we're not making changes the day of the meeting. Right?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, Sue, you try to have that done on the Friday before the meeting, don't you?
The treasurer's report?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I send out all the attachments.
Right, so,
I just think we need to agree, that's it. There's no changes on Monday.
That's already what you do.
If the invoice isn't in by Wednesday, then it has to
be. Right. Friday, we're done. Monday, we got to, you know, whatever we get on Monday is not going to change.
If it's not in on Wednesday, it doesn't get paid till the following month.
The resolution that was passed a few weeks ago does indicate that there's a, you know, it's subject to the president's discretion related to, you know, certain changes if they're deemed to be, you know, very important. So I just, you know.
Correct, but having an invoice in come in the borough on Friday is right. There's no reason to be paid right. On Monday, so.
Okay, so I've made a motion, Mr. President, for...
Do we need a motion to you draft that resolution, Jerry, or can you just draft a resolution and we can send it out prior to the meeting? And then
I will draft a resolution at council's discretion.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would like to say that the Secretary of Treasury's report is finalized by Friday afternoon, so there's no changes on Monday.
Which I believe it already is. Isn't that correct, Sue?
I try to, but occasionally there's... some invoices that come in late, and that's what causes problems.
Okay, but assuming that this policy is adopted in the form of a resolution, that'll be eliminated because everything will be in by Wednesday. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, do you have anything else on the
finance? I do, Mr. President. Just a note for council, our department heads and committee chairs. Sue and I are starting work on the budget. We're entering the budget season again, and I ask for all committee chairs and department heads to please have their budget requests to me by 2 weeks from tonight, so for the regular council meeting October 7th. Are there any questions?
Can we send out something with some year-to-date information in it that we could look at so that we can comment on those categories?
Year-to-date up to this point?
Yeah,
I think that'll be fine.
Okay.
I don't think that's an issue.
Okay, Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving forward on the agenda, number 10, movie night update.
Thank you, Mr. President. Movie night is Friday night. The only update since the last meeting is that the signs and the banners and the yard signs are up and everything is ready to go. We've had no changes since then. We are inviting the St. Thomas community, so signs are there. And so far, so good with response on social media and in person. And we hope for a successful event.
Great, thank you.
I know, aren't they cute with the popcorn?
Love it.
Okay, moving up forward again, number 11, unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business to attend to tonight? Okay, moving forward to number 12, new business. Any new business? The only new business that I have, we had spoke about the potential of the borough either losing state police coverage or looking into potentially our own police force or piggybacking off of Aston. I had received some information from Gina about a week ago, and I gathered some other information just so I had some kind of a background on this topic. And I want to talk to Jordan since he's on the public safety committee also with myself. And I'm going to ask Gina to send that information out to all of council. And I will ask Susan, or I'll probably ask Gina, to maybe put something on a website regarding any resident who would like to be considered to be on that newly formed subcommittee. And we'll have a combination of current council persons and residents to kind of look into this a little further. I will tell you it's kind of daunting from what I've read so far. And just real briefly, two figures. It seems like the average cost for municipalities that have their own police force is about $300 per person. Whereas the state police, if they move ahead and decide to charge the borough, it seems like that cost would be about $25 per resident. So
from the 300 is low too.
From a budget standpoint, it's kind of daunting for a small borough such as ours, but we will nonetheless look into this further. So, okay, moving forward, additional period for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Anyone in the second row? Yes.
Marta Driscoll, 458 Aylin, I wrote. So at the last council meeting, I raised the issue of the $1,450 payment that was made that wasn't approved at the July council meeting. I believe in August you stated that that would be approved at the September meeting. You weren't there. I wanted to know if council is just going to approve that invoice.
So, Mr. President, what she's referring to, I believe, was addressed at a prior council meeting. The $1,450 was a solicitor's invoice that had arrived. It arrived apparently just after the treasurer's report for that meeting had been sent out to council. Okay. My understanding is that Sue did amend the treasurer's report, but then when we got to the meeting, there seemed to be a, you know, some slight confusion, and the wrong treasurer's report ended up in front of council.
Okay.
So, Sue, was that $1,450 approved?
The check was signed. I don't know. Do you want to approve it now, then, if it wasn't?
Is there, if it's been approved, is there any harm in reapproving it?
Cash.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want me to return, I'd be more than happy to write a check back to the borough, and then you can write a check back to me. Is that your place?
If protocol dictates, we can call for a motion to approve that expenditure.
Well, two issues on that. One, if you listen to the minutes, it wasn't approved. I mean, yes, it was done, but it was not approved by council. So that's just how it is. I mean, that's just the facts.
Sure.
So all we have to do, all council has to do, is just approve the payment, in my view. The second thing is, when Ms. Clark did raise the issue, that part was omitted from the minutes from the following month. And that's a concern, that issues raised by council members are omitted from the minutes and then approved when she's not present to review them. So I would like Susan Clark's statement to be included in the minutes when she originally raised the issue, and then I would also like council to approve the payment, which was cash.
I think that what needs to be done is we should have Sue submit a fully corrected treasurer's report, and we should approve it at the next meeting as a revision to the prior minutes.
Okay.
I think that this motion around getting invoices in, you know, and not making changes on the Monday of the meeting will rectify that situation going forward.
That's what the intention of
I think you're right.
Address that.
And yeah, it should have, what I said should have been in the minutes. I agree with Marta on that.
Okay.
I wasn't here, I didn't catch it.
So when it comes to Susan's position on approving it, having the treasurer's report revised and submitted to council for the 7th for approval, I don't have any problem.
Sure. So maybe we could do that, present that, and have that on the agenda for the meeting in 2 weeks?
October 7th.
Okay. And Susan, if you want to find that that line in the meeting minutes, maybe email Susan so she could maybe just we'll approve the revision. We can do that.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
I'm not so much worried about getting it in the minutes as I am getting it fixed.
Sure.
So that it doesn't happen again.
I have a question. Is this the first time this has happened, that there's been a late invoice?
No, it's absolutely not. This has happened spread across many years, different incarnations of council, and it is certainly not the first time. In fact, it whether you realize it or not, this has occurred back in 2017 as well.
Well,
so
it was never brought to my attention publicly or privately.
Okay.
And, you know, all year long, I've been watching what we approve at the meeting versus what's in the minutes, and it's been fine. But finally, it was different. So that's why we need to lock it down.
So, and that's the step that we've taken tonight, is to get this straightened out. Listen, I'm going to admit there's kind of a human element to this a little bit. Sue gets very busy. She's very responsible, does a great job of what she does. But occasionally something like this happens. The invoice should have been paid. It should have been included. There was a mistake, and that has been addressed.
Okay.
So we're moving on. But to answer your question, it's something that has happened over the course of the years, regardless of who the administration of council has been.
I would like to state, since I brought this issue up, that it is not the matter that a mistake was made, because we are all human. It is the fact that at the September meeting, it was refuted.
Can you state your name and address, please?
She did already.
But don't you have to do it every time you talk?
Really?
No, she is the floor still, I think.
It was accepted as fact that we had missed it in August, and then in September it was, dismissed when I brought it up. And that's just, you know, we all make mistakes. All we have to do is just admit them and fix them.
So I wouldn't say, I wouldn't say that it was missed. I was under a different, excuse me, I was under a different impression at the time that you asked your question. When I found out later what happened, we set it straight and set it on the path to being corrected. Okay.
Hopefully these new policies will
absolutely
safeguard against this in the future. Mara, is there anything else?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else in the second row? Third row?
Just
yes.
Quick.
Sure.
Roadmaster, Jerry, under the winter, are we doing a 1 year or a 3 year?
1 year.
Just a 1 year? Okay.
Okay, very good. Okay, at this time, council will move into executive session in the matters of personnel. It is not, Matt.
Okay. Good night, all.
Good night, Matt.
Good night, Matt.
Thank you.
So we're ready?